Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia and Turkey mourn the death of the Russian ambassador. The Russian and Turkish presidents have agreed the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. The two countries' foreign minister laid flowers on Tuesday at the portrait of Ambassador Andrei Karlov in Moscow, who was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman Monday in an apparent protest against Russia's deadly involvement in Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. He said yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reached an agreement over the matter. Turkish special forces have taken relevant actions, and a Russian investigation group has taken a plane to Ankara, the Turkish capital. Now they should be arriving in the city. Ambassador Karlov's killer shouted, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria. As long as our lands aren't safe, yours will not be either." Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned the killing as an act of terrorism. According to Reuters, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is claiming that the evacuation of the Syrian city of Aleppo will be complete in a maximum of 2 days. Lavrov told a news conference that Russia, Iran, and Turkey had used their influence to make the evacuation happen and that the International Syria Support Group had not been able to enforce its decisions. Speaking today at the EU Arab League meeting in Cairo, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini addressed the representatives.
"We know that Syria cannot be turned in a black hole. We would all suffer from that. And we, Arabs, European, cannot and will not allow that to happen."
This is VOA News. German Interior Minister